News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now let's turn to that lead story in the Irish Independent this morning. Ireland central to plans for a new NATO electricity cable. We're joined by the co-chair of the Irish anti-war movement, Mark Price. Mark, your reaction to this story?
I think it's part of the chipping away. Well, it's a business proposal, first of all. But in terms of Irish scene, it's part of the chipping away of our neutrality, the eroding of our neutrality by stealth. In order to use the threat inflation of Russia and China to create a business proposal. This is it's proposed by a veteran energy investment banker, and that the idea being that we need to protect ourselves from threats to our energy. And of course, all of your listeners know the major threat to European energy in recent years has been the blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline. Which was blown up by Ukrainians, it's now absolutely established, and which the Americans were completely opposed. Joe Biden in February 22 promised to blow it up. We're not saying they actually did blow it up, but the biggest threat to European energy doesn't actually come from Russia and China. And why Ireland would be roped into some scheme which was allegedly to protect us from Russia and China.
What's the problem with supplying electricity? How is that threatening our neutrality?
Well, everything else, Shane, because we're great capitalists here, we go to the open market and we find where is the best source of something. But this proposal...
But if somebody wants to run a cable, like supplying electricity, what's the problem with that, really?
This is not just any old cable. This article this morning says...
It supplies electricity.
It's a great... No, it's precisely this article which I read just now, which says that the great advantage of this cable is that no money will come or no parts will come from China or Russia. That's the distinguishing thing of this. If we really want to supply electricity, why don't we go to the open market and see who can supply the most efficient and economical electricity? This is the political scheme. It's not...
Why is it political? Where's the politics? Like, is there anyone in Irish government involved in this?
It's political as far as it's a proposal by some businessman to get Ireland involved in this. And it's proposed as a political project, which is excluding Russia and China. It says so in its founding.
Well, in fairness, if you're looking for energy supply, you'd probably want to exclude Russia and China, would you not?
Why, Shane? Why? Tell me why.
Well, I will tell you why. For example, Russia used energy as a policy against Europe at the outbreak of the Ukrainian war. We know that. I mean, I wouldn't choose to do... Sorry, I don't know about you, Mark. I wouldn't choose to do business with Vladimir Putin if I had a choice.
Oh, well, that's your position, okay. But, excuse me, Russia...
I suspect it's most people's position.
No, Russia didn't use energy as policy. Russia came to a deal with Germany to pipe in the gas on this pipeline. The Americans were against it. Everything was going fine until May of 22 when Ukrainians blew it up. Americans in February had threatened to blow it up. This is the pipeline.
Yeah, no, you've made that point. No, you have made that point.
Russia were not using energy as a threat. Russia was not using energy in relation to this. This was an attack by Russia.
I'm talking about gas supply. But can I ask you again, just how is supplying electricity to fellow EU members or NATO members, whichever you want to call them, how is that undermining our neutrality?
This proposal, Shane, once again, I suggest you read it. It doesn't mention the EU. It says this is a NATO project.
No, but they are EU partners also. That's my point to you.
Well, it doesn't say this in the article. What I read this morning says it's a businessman who's an energy banker who says we propose a NATO-centered energy supply which will protect NATO members. That's what it says. It doesn't mention the EU.
Okay.
It says we can protect NATO members.
Whether we call them NATO members or EU members, my question remains the same. How is supplying electricity and energy to them undermining our neutrality?
Because every other thing we do in terms of supply and demand, as I say, being good capitalists in this country, everything else we do, we buy on the basis of the best value. This is now being proposed as being something which we're not going to entertain tenders from the Russians or the Chinese. that we're going to, this is going to be exclusively a NATO-based. So it's not just a simple matter of providing
Final question, Mark, and I don't mean this to be smart in any way, and I hope it doesn't come across as smart. Would you really want Russia running a cable through Irish territory? Would you be comfortable with that?
Well, on the basis of the Nord Stream pipeline, which if I was interested in, if I was German, I was very happy with the Nord Stream pipeline, which was mostly owned by Gazprom, by the Russians, run absolutely perfectly well with certain teething problems, but nonetheless working, functioning more or less perfectly until the Ukrainians blew it up, after the Americans had threatened to blow it up. Yes, on the basis of the evidence, I would have no problem with Russian provided energy.
Mark Price, co-chair
on the basis of the evidence.
Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.